Then when we retired, we got sucked into the Friday lunch break. It was formed by, I think originally, the Winfield sisters. They ran Wednesday Coffee and I think started the lunch break just as sort of soup and sandwiches. Then Dorothy and Ralph Jones got involved and Vivian Jenkins, when she moved here, which would be 30 odd years ago. Vivian had been home economics teacher and a brilliant cook. We had a very big clientele. There weren't the number of restaurants around. We used to do several hot meals. There always be jacket potatoes. You could have cheese, beans, salad, tuna, macaroni cheese, cottage pies. Initially, they used to have a making cottage pies on a Monday once a month. And they'd make them and then freeze them. We had a freezer in the, well, initially up on the first floor, opposite the ladies' loos. Mm-hmm. There was a freezer up there.
And so most of the people who came to Friday lunch break, were they a mixture of church people and local people? And how, what was that mix?
It was a certain amount mixed. You'd get some regulars who were church, majority not church. The whole place would be full.
And we're talking about the John Wesley room.
John Wesley room. You'd get a queue at the beginning of the we'd open 11:30 to 1:30, and then there was the clearing up and everything. It was good fun.
So when did lunch break cease?
End of 2013.
Was it a sadness to give it up, or had it become so much of a burden that
it had become a bit of a burden? Mm. We were finding we were on every second week, and the team were getting older. Mm. Mm. We weren't recruiting the new ones so much.
So it had served its time.
It had served its time, yes. Mm.